The Beach Boys, who
else could it be?
Right, who I know everybody kind of thinks like, oh, the Beach Boys, they come through all the time, but this is a whole different Magilla we're working with right now. They're on their sort of official 50th anniversary tour, which for those of us who really care about the Beach Boys, that means Brian Wilson is back on the road with them, which hasn't happened in a long time. They made a really great record called That's Why God Made the Radio. It's a very retro-sounding thing, obviously. It's a classic Beach Boys album, but it sounds better than any 50th anniversary album has a right to sound. They're headlining the Stadium of Fire, the gigantic part of the Freedom Festival down in Provo that they do every July 4th. And as of now, there are tickets available. They range anywhere from like $25 to $120, depending on where you want to be in the stadium. Definitely worth checking out, making sure you can get some tickets. There's an American Idol winner named Scotty McCreery who's opening. He's a country guy, so it's a little bit of a mixed bag. But to see the Beach Boys with Brian Wilson, I'm really, really happy that they're coming to Utah on that tour.
And then you have their Sonic Descendants.
Yeah, of sorts. Thursday night is the opening of the Twilight Concert Series, our annual formerly free Thursday night series in Salt Lake City, still at Pioneer Park. Now it's going to cost you $5, which is a drop in the bucket compared to any concert. And Beach House is the first headliner. They're a really great duo from Baltimore. They kind of get lumped into a dream pop category that people like to throw around. I would say the Beach Boys probably were a pioneer of that, even though nobody used the term back then. And this is a male-female duo. Sound really great. A lot of vocal harmonies, a little electronic. The Walkmen are opening, who are a really great band. So it's a really exciting way to start the series. I'll be really curious to see how the Beach House sound translates in a giant outdoor venue like Pioneer Park, and to see if that $5 charge kind of mellows out those giant crowds at all.
Once you've recovered from the big crowds, where else do you go?
Well, between now and then, there's a few things. We have the great Dick Dale, surf guitar legend. He's playing on Sunday night, so that's kind of a way to get into that big week.
He was an influence on the Beach Boys.
Absolutely, and he's playing at Liquid Joe's, so you can see him at a club level, an amazing player. And then on Monday night at Red Butte, the show is sold out, but inevitably there are tickets out there on the internet, the B-52s and Squeeze, so yet another kind of retro show, and that'll be a great time. That's Monday at Red Butte Garden.